Hello, welcome. Welcome back to Send Him Off. We are nearing the end of the football season. And my name is Sam. And as always, I'm joined by a man who was described today on TikTok as extremely unintelligent, my ever-present podcasting partner, Alex. How are you doing?
Do you know what? I was doing better up until I heard that one. That right. If you haven't checked us out, go over to TikTok, have a look at what we did with the Flat Chat Boys, because do you know what? It was a good laugh. And those comments aren't true. I deny them. They are not true. I am extremely intelligent, but it didn't show on
Yeah, I
TikTok.
think the
So,
extremely was the bit I took issue with.
I thought, unintelligent,
If
fair enough.
unintelligent,
Extremely,
if it said
no
he's
need for that.
unintelligent, I would have, oh, they're pod listeners.
Hey,
But
they do tune in.
yeah, extremely, bit harsh. No, we're joined by another guest tonight. We're collecting comedians on this
We
show. I don't know
we're
if
on the hunt.
you're
Another
aware.
head for the
And
stake.
yeah, we've got don't worry, we're not actually beheading them.
Yeah, that's right, you got. You're
We're
fine.
joined by comedian, writer, and Bournemouth fan, Andrew White. Andrew, thank you for joining us. How
Hello.
are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I was doing okay, but now I'm desperate to get off this call and check out the TikTok and the TikTok
Yeah.
comments. So, but
Go
I'm
and
otherwise
follow
pretty
the
good.
Flat Chat. Go and follow the Flat Chat. Go and follow us on TikTok.
Yeah.
Andrew, everyone listening, go ahead. You can have a right laugh at me. It's great.
Yeah.
And there's more to come. There's more to come.
There is.
Anyway.
We'll quickly skim over Bournemouth season, Andrew. A pretty good one.
A very good one. Yeah. I'm very happy with how it's turned out. I managed to get to quite a lot of games. I missed, fortunately, one might say, a lot of the Scott Parker era at the start of the season because I was up at the Edinburgh Fringe. So from afar, I just thought, we're imploding and going straight back down. And then it's been pretty good, and I've been there for a lot of it. I've enjoyed the ride. Very glad we're safe. Still a few results that I would have liked to have changed. I think we could be a lot more comfortable next year with the right investment, but I'm happy, very happy.
Definitely, I think you've
Before the season started, just quickly, before the season started, where do you tip Bournemouth to finish? Where do you tip your boys to finish? Because I can't remember. I'm fairly confident. We spoke to a few people, and I think the most optimistic was 19th.
Yeah, well, even on the Bournemouth fan forum, there was like a collective, predict the table, and the average position for Bournemouth, even amongst Bournemouth fans, was 18th. So, just about going down was what
You
everyone
must have got
thought.
vertigo from looking at 18th.
Yes. I was quietly confident. I always am a bit stupidly optimistic with football. I thought we'd be like mid-table, which we have ended up being. But as I said, a couple months into the season, I really thought it was going to be a massive relegation scrap. But yeah, going into the season, I'm always stupid optimistic.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong
Nothing
with that.
wrong. Nothing wrong. Right, let's get into what football means to not me, but Andrew. Should we do our quick fire questions? Do you
We will,
want to
yeah.
explain them while I open a beer, Alex?
Look at him. Right,
It's
so you
been
may
a
have
day,
heard
boys.
this,
It's been
to
a
be
day.
honest. You're telling me. So we've got something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. You're not getting married. You're all good. So something old, your favorite retired player, doesn't have to be from Bournemouth. Something new, your favorite like current player, again, doesn't have to be from Bournemouth. Something borrowed, favorite loan player, that is Bournemouth, and something blue. Favorite, the player, sorry, you were saddest to see leave. So we'll start with something old. Favorite retired player ever, ever.
Ever. That is an interesting one. I mean, I'm only 23, so I don't have a lot of like Bournemouth history. And actually, the distant history of retired players is it's not that illustrious. When I was a child, we were obviously in the lower leagues, so there's not many people I can look at. Steve Fletcher is a legend. He is. I mean, the North Stand at Bournemouth Stadium is named after Steve Fletcher. He scored the goal that kept us in the league against Grimsby. He's still at the club. He does lots of scouting. He was a bit before my time, though, before I started really like getting into it. So I have to go for Mark Pugh, who was a club legend and still at the club. I think he's our nutritionist now.
Yeah, I
A
was
lot
going to
of
say
the
he's a
retired
chef
Bournemouth.
now, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's really got into all the cooking and stuff, which is really nice. I'm glad he's still with us. Yeah, Mark Pugh is who I'll go for.
Great
Great
shout. That's
shout.
not too bad.
Great
We like
shout.
that. Thank
New
you.
favorite current
Something new.
player.
Favorite new. Yeah, that's a hard one. When you say new, just I like very recently or just
Just
who's still in the
currently
squad?
playing.
As long
Currently
as he's
playing.
still playing.
Okay, I think Jefferson Lerma then. He's the only man I've seen get a standing ovation getting sent off the pitch. there is a ridiculous amount of love for Jefferson Lerma, and I do adore him. He's just got such a work ethic, such a passion. His good value for money in the interviews. Jefferson Lerma, I'm going to have to go for. Although Neto is a recent addition as well. Big fan of Neto.
Great shout. What I rate about Lerma is his stage when he went down, and now you're sort of seeing the, like, he's reaping the rewards of it a bit now that you're languishing in the heights of mid-table.
He's not signing a contract.
Wasteland. He's not, is he?
No, well, he may do, but there's nothing. It's all in this sort of unknown state at the moment. I think we've just got some investors in, you know, this new American conglomerate.
Oh, don't want to say those words.
It genuinely sounds like Swansea. That's Swansea 2.0, that is.
Yeah. There's only one way that's going to end, and I'm sorry to tell you, it's not good. Anyway, something borrowed. Your favourite ever player on the
board.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's two for this one. We had Juan Iturbe for a little while. Who birthed a very good song on the terraces. He didn't play much and he wasn't amazing, but we had a very good song. And
we have a rendition of the song. Do we dare?
Not even that original. I will say this about Bournemouth. I love the club. We are not the most original when it comes to any sort of songs. I don't think we have any song that is exclusively ours. So often we'll start doing a chant and I'll go back like 2-3 games in our recent history and I'm like, we've just heard Man United do that chant and we've tried to steal it for ourselves. It's literally the progression from seeing someone else doing it to us doing it is crazy. So it's just what was it? Juan Iturbe plays for Bournemouth with Benicophobe. I can't remember all the lyrics. That was it. Juan Iturbe, Benicophobe, neither of whom play for us anymore. Thank you very much. He's not actually my favourite. I just wanted to give him an honourable mention because he was also responsible for my favourite ever Facebook post. Which somebody tried to suggest a chant for Juan Iturbe before we landed on that certified banger, which was, he's one of our own, he's one of our own. Juan Iturbe, he's one of our own. This is while he was A, on loan, and B, Argentinian, but I enjoyed
it. I was going to say.
No, my favourite would be Kenwyn Jones. Sorry, I went around the houses there.
No, do you know what?
It was ridiculous. No, Kenwyn Jones is my favourite loan player.
Kenwyn Jones used to play for Cardiff. He was an ex-Cardiff player. Mm-hmm. And people forget about that. But I used to love Kenwyn Jones for the simple reason he did a very cool backflip when he scored. And I used to love that about him.
That I think, you know, people talk about...
So we only saw it once. He scored one goal for us.
You know, people talk about streets, don't forget. That Kenwyn front Jones. Partnership of Kenwyn Jones and Ricardo Fuller for Tony Pulis's Stoke, just knocking in all of Roy Delap's long throws. That's
streets,
like,
don't forget that
Barclays heritage.
Yeah,
like, that is heritage. So there we are, Kenwyn Jones. Something blue. So the player you were sad to see leave the club.
Callum Wilson, I think it has to be. I was annoyed at Ryan Fraser. That was probably the most like emotion, just because we all thought he was a prick. But in terms of sadness,
fair enough.
Callum Wilson.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well said. Right, we're onto the main portion of the question. It says your Alex starts because Sam has got a favourite question.
Yeah,
let's
I
get
do
to that after.
Ooh,
so
I'm not a diva, Andrew.
Yeah. Earliest football memory. So the earliest memory you've got regarding football could be watching, could be playing, could be, I don't know, licking a ball. I don't know. What's the earliest earliest football memory you've got?
Well, I think it has. It was our last home game of the like 2009-2010 season. I need to double check the dates, but it was the season we just got promoted from League Two to League One. So I have the honour of saying I've seen us play in every league, but only saw one game in League Two. It was the game.
It all counts.
I'm glad you say that. It was an amazing memory because there was a pitch invasion. Obviously, we'd just been promoted. I had no idea what was going on. I'd never really been to football before in my life.
You thought that was normal every game. Every game, straight on the pitch. Happy day, mate.
Nil-nil draw the first game in the last.
So that was my earliest memory. And not long after that, actually, Real Madrid came down to Bournemouth.
I saw
that game as well.
Wow.
There we are. Pitch invasion, Real Madrid.
Who was playing for Real Madrid? Do you remember who was in the Real Madrid side?
Oh, I Ronaldo was definitely there.
As in Cristiano or Fat Ronaldo?
Yeah, Cristiano or
Brazilian. Cristiano Ronaldo. I think maybe Modric was there at the time. Again, I really wasn't that into football. I didn't have much footballing knowledge. That kind of came with an interest in the FIFA games. So I was absolutely had no idea what was going on, but everything was very glamorous to me very early, experiencing live football.
So imagine you got into football through FIFA?
Yeah. So wow. I went to the games and I enjoyed it. And then I started playing the 2010 FIFA World Cup
game, what a game.
On the Nintendo Wii. That's
superb, that was.
On the Wii as well. Brilliant. I used to play it on the Wii. It was great.
I know,
what a game.
So many people don't play FIFA on the Wii. And to be fair, it's not a great interface, but it was the reason I'm into football now.
Yeah, as a kid, it was my way in as well. On the Wii.
The graphics on the Wii, though, I had a Wii, and the graphics on the Wii were pop.
They were terrible. Yeah.
But you got what you were given. Anyway, that's your earliest football memory. A pitch invasion, Real Madrid. Not bad.
So what's been the biggest high of your time as a football fan?
Oh, I mean, do you know, I feel really sad, actually. Other than that, pitch invasion from when we went from League 2 to League 1, I've missed being there in person for every other promotion. Which is especially sad, the first Championship to Premier League promotion and the one just gone, because those were seasons I actually, you know, attended almost every game. It's been hard doing comedy because Saturdays is often, you know, it's a gig day really, so I can't always make every game, and I've missed those moments. But experiencing the Premier League even from afar was amazing. In terms of a personal gem, in our first season in the Premier League, went to the Leicester City game at home. Charlie Daniels crosses it in. Max Gradle heads it down. Callum Wilson overhead kick. We go 1-0 up. The actual game was a 1-0 draw, but we opened the scoring. It's our first season in the Premier League. And I'm right front row, and I jump forward, and Charlie Daniels is right there. And we high five. That's my personal high, my moment I cling to.
We all want those kind of moments, though. Yeah. We all want to be able to just, you know, well, and then you think you're part of the team, then, don't you?
You're in the squad
for that brief minute.
Charlie Daniels, I used to say for a long time, Charlie Daniels was my favourite player. And, he was good, and I do like him, but there's no other reason than that high five.
Massive high five, so we go from the highest high five, if you will, to the lowest point. What is your lowest point as a football fan? And a deep Bournemouth fan.
I did Bournemouth fan. Oh goodness! The relegation, the Premier relegation from the Premier League, not being able to be there for any of the games, losing Eddie Howe, not being able to give him a proper send off, that was all quite sad. And really, I've been quite lucky with Bournemouth. That's kind of the lowest. I've never experienced relegation in my life, other than that one. So that was quite sad. Although the only game I've ever left early was that same season we got relegated, West Ham away. We were 4-0 down. We were just playing so dreadfully. Really, looking back at that game, it's not a surprise we went down that season. It was quite dreadful. It was very sad.
Yeah, it wasn't a great season, but I look at you didn't spend too long in the Championship. It's just a season.
Two seasons, right?
There we are. And, you know, even looking at you, watching Bournemouth play now, it's quite refreshing to see a team sort of bounce back up more or less. As you are.
Particularly one, and I mean no disrespect with it, but you know, with this season when Leicester, Southampton, and probably Leeds are coming down, they're traditional heavyweights, maybe not Leicester traditional, but of late they are. Southampton, you know, a well-established club, and Leeds the same. You'd expect them to go back up, whereas I think it was the same with us. Obviously, we're Swansea fans, we're still down there, we're still in the Championship, and I don't think there was that expectation for us to come straight back up. And I don't know if that expectation was there with Bournemouth when they went down the last time either. And to see them do it and then do so well is quite refreshing.
I think we've lost
him. We've lost him.
Yeah, we have. We might have done. I don't know.
We're very grateful for it, really.
He's back.
Oh, hang on. You're back.
Oh. Okay.
We nearly had to do a bit of waffling there.
I nearly had to sing a song, man.
Yeah, I was...
Oh, goodness. Oh, you could have done my Juana Tobe song now.
There we are. Yeah.
I was going to do an acoustic cover of it.
No, I was just going to say, I am very grateful that we only spent two... I think if we'd missed out last year on going up, I think we would have lost a lot of key players. I think investment would have been very different. I think we would have started preparing to stay in the Championship for a longer time than I would have liked.
That's fair enough.
Right.
If only, Sam. Right, next, we've got...
What's been your best away day you've been to, if any?
I've been loads of away days. The worst was West Ham, as I just said. The 4-0 was quite depressing. Weirdly, one of the best ones was a 0-0 against Leicester, which, you know, it doesn't sound like amazing. It was the season they won the Premier League, though. And by the time we got to that 0-0 result, they were, like, really flying high. So it was quite a result. And we had a red card and a penalty saved. So there was all this drama. We really, like, held out. That was a very enjoyable away day. Yeah, I'd probably go for that one. Yeah.
Have you done any this season?
Yeah, a few this season. Where have I been to? Unfortunately, I didn't get to make the Southampton game, which is annoying. Not that it's much of a rivalry, but, you know, it still means a bit more than the average game. Been to a lot of the London away ones. The Arsenal game, we lost 3-2, but those moments when we were winning, and we were 1-0 up in, like, the first minute, and then 2-0 up, if that had...
It was
amazing that those 60 minutes while we were ahead, that I think those were my best away day experiences. Obviously I can't count the whole day as a whole because it ended in heartbreak, but the 60 minutes a beautiful hour.
Meanwhile, me and Sam went up to Reading and Coventry.
So I've only done two away days, right? Because like you, Saturday is gig day for me, so I play that thing there. For me, away days just weren't really possible because of uni and then that. So this season, I was like, right, boys, I'm going to do some away days. We booked Birmingham and the Queen died. So that got cancelled. I was like, Jesus doesn't want me to go on an away day, boys. Like, no, it's fate. And then we booked Coventry and we were 3-0 down in like 50 minutes. Yeah. And he was like,
come back. We finished 3-3.
It was 3-3, and it's genuinely my year peaked. It was outstanding. What a day! And then we went to Reading the day after Boxing Day, and it's top five worst days of my life.
We went together for that day. Honestly, it was dreadful. We spent more time in the car than we did in the stadium.
Yeah, and I forgot my ticket.
He did. Yeah, he did.
I did that at Birmingham last season. I had to go to like try and get scrounged for the ticket office. Like, I promise I meant to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, and you do remind me though, actually, one of the best away days, Swansea last season, you were 3-0 up against us.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then, yeah. We were recording that night. We were recording with Ishan Akbar. And I thought, oh, brilliant. We're 3-0 up, you know, we're winning this game. We're not there. Mm-hmm. And they came back and Kiefer Moore stuck the third one in.
And I've never been more grateful to be on the podcast that night rather than down there. It was horrific.
Right. Next question we've got. Right. What is on your football bucket list?
Oh, I mean, this is maybe very ambitious for Bournemouth, but a European away day. That's... I'd love to see it.
We've been in the Europa League and it was quite nice, I got to say. So it's not out of the question with the Europa Conference and stuff, you know.
True. And I suppose Sampson did it very successfully, and we're not a million miles off. So that's what I would like to see as a European away day, or a cup final.
Where would you hope to go on a European away day? What country are you looking for?
Spain. I would like a little Spanish trip. Yeah.
Just out of Ibiza, a couple of days. Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, in reality, if we managed to scrape some sort of Europa Conference, it'll probably be like. Thinking Estonia or something.
Yeah, but, goodness knows where it's at. Yeah. Who knows? You'd be somewhere like that.
Tallinn FC. Right. This is my favourite one, isn't it?
Here it comes.
A double-pronged question. So first of all...
Strap in, everyone.
Who or what is your football guilty pleasure? And then secondly, who or what would you banish to Football Room 101?
Oh, what a pair of prongs that is.
That's what we've been called that many times.
Yeah, we have. On TikTok today.
My football guilty pleasure. I don't know. I quite like all of Bournemouth's shit chants. Honestly, I think sometimes I am embarrassed And whenever there's a powerhouse club, especially that comes down to Bournemouth, you know, like United fans always travel in good voice, and we do embarrass ourselves. But I kind of enjoy the timidity and the sort of like, oh, jolly good, I love the football.
I need to know, what is the worst one? They sort of, because I went down to Bournemouth a couple of years ago, and I gotta say, the atmosphere, it wasn't electric.
No, it's not.
Down in the Vitality.
I honestly would much prefer, okay, this bit's about stupid because I've just said it's my guilty pleasure is the shit chance. But actually, my thing I would banish is all Bournemouth fans. I'd rather watch Bournemouth football in like a golf environment where nobody speaks and we all just clap when they score.
Yeah,
because the stadium is so small, and what that means is that it's amazing that they've invested into this, actually, is that you get your own personal commentator always within earshot, which is lovely. Oh. The club.
We had one of them in Reading. Do you remember, Al?
Yeah.
I moved. He did. Genuinely, I moved.
No, it was Coventry. Yeah.
And half time, we were 3-0 down, and I went, I can't do it anymore. I got to move. And he was good, like, why? He was like, a stickhead behind me. He's done my head in.
I can't stand it. It ranges from like children who understandably like don't have a complex grasp of football to 30-year-old men who inexcusably don't have a complex grasp of football. It's just it drives me nuts. I can't stand it.
Yeah. I get what you mean about the chants, though. There's like a I hate some of them, but I love them.
It's,
like
it's after an innocence about it.
We beat Cardiff for the fourth time in a row, right?
Just and chuck that in there again.
Before last season, we'd never done the double of them. And now we've done the double-double. So we beat them four times.
Double-double.
And I, honest to God, went to the home game after the double-double. And for no word of a lie, genuinely about 17 minutes straight, like no break. Four in a row.
That one.
And repeat.
Four in a row.
Yeah.
For about 17 minutes. Like by the end, I was just like, Are we still going? Like, are we genuinely still going?
I've got a season ticket over where all the songs sort of start, you know, the crazy end, if you will. And I got to say, what a great 17 minutes that was.
It was. It was a great 70 minutes. But by the end, I was a bit like, can we sing another one?
Yeah,
can we sing
about a different one now.
You know, can we sing about Olivia and Sham now, please?
we did once sing, and this is actually quite an embarrassing chant, to be honest. This kind of falls under the category of like, oh, jolly good. We're from Bournemouth, sunny Bournemouth, which is really cringy, but it was quite funny. We sang it for 10 minutes straight in the absolute pissing rain against Sheffield United.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I like it. I appreciate the irony on that one. Great. Well, so
yeah, to
remind me again.
To recap, yeah.
Yeah. What's
guilty
going on?
Guilty pleasure
is Bournemouth fans.
Yippee skippy chance.
Guilty pleasure is the awful chance. And the thing I'd banish, and this is, this is not going to endear me to any Bournemouth fan, but I'm hoping the kind of Bournemouth fans that I like will know what I mean, but I would banish other Bournemouth fans.
Fair enough. Today's attendance is one.
Yeah, today's attendance, yeah.
Right,
yeah. Question number 7. What does the game mean to you? That's our sort of, you know, heartfelt question that we can all sort of gather around the campfire and sing a song to.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it was a great social tool for me, I would say. And my interests aren't particularly a laddie otherwise. You know, I'm like quite into musical theatre. I obviously went down the performing route with comedy and everything. I didn't really like have a lot of straight male friends around me. But it was an opportunity to like to talk to those people at school, and like, you know, especially when Bournemouth started competing in the Premier League, maybe the first like few years of secondary school, liking Bournemouth didn't really mean anything. I couldn't have this like chat about the Premier League or my team's playing your team this weekend, and no, that never happened until about God would have been like year 9 year 10, and then all of a sudden it really helped with like talking to those sorts of people. I say those sorts of people disdainfully. They were nice. They were really, I went to an all boys school, so I was surrounded by, you know, like football.
You were surrounded by those sorts of people, I suppose.
Exactly, and they were nice, and I just didn't really have much common ground with them. But it gave me an opportunity to socialise, and I did play as well. Don't mind if I say so myself. I'm pretty good. 5-a-side keeper, 11-a-side. I'm not particularly all that, but. That was another like opportunity to just like socialize and kind of endear myself to a group of people that I otherwise wouldn't have much in common with.
Yeah, no, that's a great answer. Can you reread that?
Thank you.
Right, quickly, well, because I know you've got a train to catch.
Yeah. I do. Yes, I'm actually going. I'm going down to Bournemouth. My this is a sad note. I'll add it onto the answer I just had. My granddad's sadly passed away. It's his funeral tomorrow.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But he was a lifetime Bournemouth fan as well. So I should have said this first. But football is also a great family connection because my grandparents have, you know, been supporting the Bournemouth since the 40s. My granddad actually used to referee trialist matches for them back in the 50s and 60s. So, yeah, there's a lot of connection to Bournemouth.
Oh, nice.
Had to be there. Had to be.
Yeah.
Right. What has been your favourite moment of this season?
Favourite moment of this season? That is a good question. I wish I could have said that Arsenal game because it was so much fun and ended so badly. I think, you know, I was there when we beat Liverpool 1-0, which isn't obviously a massive scoreline, but it was such a scalp to get. I think it's the first time I've seen us like properly beat one of the big four. And the goal that was scored, Marcus Tavernier, easily one of the contenders for goal of the season across the league, not just at Bournemouth. In fact, he did win the goal of the season for Bournemouth. But I think if anyone's not seen that, Marcus Tavernier versus Liverpool, he's just come back from injury. It's an absolute scorcher and it wins us the game 1-0. So that's been my favourite moment.
Lovely. Al, do you want to do the last question? Yeah. Very
wrap
quickly.
It up. Mm-hmm. Out of everything you've said, what is your all-time favourite football memory?
My all-time favourite football memory, I think, will have to be high-fiving Charlie Daniels. I think
outstanding.
Yeah, what an answer. It couldn't have been anything else. It
can't top
it.
Can't top it.
Can't. No, it's true.
There we are. Andrew, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for coming.
It's been nice to talk. It's been nice to talk Bournemouth. We haven't had Bournemouth on What Football Means to Me yet. So it's been nice. Do you want to tell people where they can find you, social media and gigs? Any gigs coming up?
Yes, at Stand Up Andrew, pretty much on every social media platform, or Andrew White Comedy on Facebook. Gigging all over the place. I'm working on a new show for next year. So next year will be the best place to kind of follow me properly and like watch an hour long show. And yeah, I'm trying to kind of establish myself a little bit as the only Bournemouth supporting comedian. See if I can get on some BT Sports shows or something.
What a niche.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I'm really trying to take advantage. So yeah, Stand Up Andrew on everything. Thank you again for having me. It's been really fun.
No problem. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Drop us a follow if you're listening. If you're new, subscribe, follow, hit that bell. There's a bell somewhere on YouTube.
Yeah,
have some notifications. Give us a follow on TikTok. We've got a lot going over there over the summer. There's only two episodes after this left for the season. So we're going to have a fair bit on TikTok if Alex hasn't caved to the abuse.
Yes.
thank you for listening. Take care. Enjoy the last weekend of the season, which is already gone by the time this has gone up. But there we are.
But who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Wibbly wobbly.
See you later, guys.
Have a lovely time this weekend and enjoy your football. See you next week. Ta-ra.